Thank you all for joining me this week at Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. Last week, we talked about the power of choices and action. Today, we will talk about happiness being a choice. Well, happiness is a choice. In fact, it's a daily choice. And if you feel you aren't happy, then you need to make the choice to change that and then create your happiness. I read this article this morning in the Huffington Post that talked about this woman who said she worked at happiness. How is that even possible? How are you employed at happiness? Because happiness was not a feeling, but it was indeed a destination. I agree. We should always be stretching in the direction of happiness, but it's a place that's never really too far away, and you can go there as soon as you have a made up mind to get there. I understand that life circumstances, especially relationships, health, and finances, have tremendous power over your emotions. But once again, that choice is strictly yours. You see, I grew up in a very unhappy household with an abusive father and a very timid yet bold mother. I was a victim of neglect and abuse. And when I would be isolated in my room, I would always imagine what happiness would look like, what it would feel like. This further makes me believe that happiness is a place, a destination I can choose to attend daily. The choice is up to me, and it's up to you too. Gandhi once said, "Happiness is when you think what you say and what you do are in harmony." So once again, that's when you think, when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. So if you don't like that job, you need to find one that makes you happy. It's time out for making excuses as to why you're stuck in the same way. And then you are ultimately giving others the responsibility of your happiness. So if you don't like what's happening in your life right now, you know what? It's just like a TV and a remote. You have the control, change the channel. If you're struggling to be happy in your relationship, then possibly making a choice to be happy could mean having to leave to maintain your personal happiness. And your personal happiness, it counts. I mean, it counts above all, because if you're not happy, no one around you is either. So we ought to work very hard at regaining happiness by choosing happiness each and every day. We, of course, could all choose to be negative, but that's not our motive. Our motive is to be happy, and happiness requires positivity, because happiness attracts positive energy that transfers into every atmosphere you step into. So not finding yourself happy today, then you need to visualize and recall a time when you were happy. Now take note. While we're thinking on that time in which we were happy, what were you feeling? What were you doing? What were you seeing at that very moment when happiness took place? Now let's recreate this moment over and over again until happiness becomes our home. See, that's how you obtain happiness. Understanding that happiness is something that we're going to be reaching for, that we're going to be striving towards. It's a destination that we got to get to at all costs. But how do we get there? We have to choose. You have the power to choose happiness each and every day. You have the power to upset every atmosphere you step into just by being your happy self. And believe me, there's no better escape in life except to true happiness. And that is found when we are honest, when we are passionate, when we are hopeful, when we are inspired, when we are authentic, and when we go out and we grasp that change that we so crave. Today, choose happiness. The choice is yours. I want to thank you all for listening once again. Thank you for tuning in every Thursday for a new episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. For further contact information, you can visit my website at authenticallyarletta.com. You can also follow me on other social media sites, on YouTube, on Instagram, and on Facebook at Authentically Arletta. And don't worry, we'll be talking soon.